All right, this is an Awakening Plus bonus call, members only. It's March 17, 2020, and we're going to hang out with the coronavirus tonight on the energetic level.
What a fun date that is! Woohoo!
And our theme song tonight is My Corona.
Oh my God.
All righty. So,
that song in my head.
All right. There's nothing wrong with a little lightheartedness on a serious topic. Okay. All right. So what we're doing tonight, folks, is we're going to open up by setting sacred space. We're going to do our embodied awakening invocation. We're going to blend as one consciousness the best we can. And from there, we're going to just invite the consciousness of the coronavirus to join us energetically. And we're going to ask it, why are you here? What are you trying to accomplish? And just see if we can get a sense of what the heck is going on with this thing. I'm being told already intuitively that some of you have been hanging out with its essence already. And again, just to be super clear, doing this will not cause you to catch the coronavirus physically. Mm-mm. This is an energetic connection only. And as far as I know, doing this will not in any way increase your odds of actually getting the virus yourself. I know several people who already have been in communication with the coronavirus. Last mm-hmm. night's call, we actually touched into it a little bit, even though we didn't ask. And we got a basic message there. It'll be interesting to see what gets amplified tonight. Mm-hmm. So, and again, this, if for any reason anyone who's doing this at any point feels uncomfortable with the process and you feel like in some way it does not serve your highest good to continue with the call, you're welcome to just mentally ask to be disconnected from the energy. Disconnect, get off the call, whatever. So,
energetically disconnect.
And then actually literally disconnect. I mean, yeah. Then, you know, get off Zoom or however you're connecting. Mm-hmm. So, I don't anticipate in any way that this will cause any harm to anyone doing this call. But again, if you get any sense that for any reason it's not serving your highest good to do this, then just disconnect and at any point. Okay. So, you ready? All right. So, in calling on the directions, would you like me to do that solo, or would you like to tag team?
I haven't done it that way in a long time. I haven't.
So, you want me to
just... probably would be best. I'll just...
Hold space?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Okay, folks, so let's settle in. Again, the request, whether you're live or on the recording, is to give this your full attention, just as if you were right here in the room. So please, no multitasking. Do this with your full awareness as if you were right here in the space with us, please.
Actually, I am hearing that we are to do this together. So
do what together? The call-in?
Do the call-in.
Alrighty.
How does that work, Felix, for you?
We'll try it. We'll do it the usual sequence like we did before. You know, the alternating the various groups.
What I'm feeling is...
Or you want
to... I'll call in, then you call in.
All right, great. You do okay. Your thing, I'll follow.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, so please close your eyes, relax, and just be open and receive the energies as we set the space, which will be set where you are completely and fully, just like we're setting it here. So take it away, Makisla.
So, coming into a bright seated position, eyes closed, deep breaths, I call myself to myself, I call myself to myself, all timelines, all dimensions, all realities, all lifetimes, I call myself back from deep dream space. I call my future self. I am, I am, I am, I am. I ground, send out my grounding cord from my root chakra into Pachamama. And as that energy then stays there and helps release all energies that no longer serve highest good. I then send energy from that space, from the root chakras, and I travel in my awareness up the spine, going up, 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 up the brainstem into the crown, saying hello on my way to the third eye. The petals begin to open in the crown chakra as they flicker in the breeze of spirit of my soul, and I connect with the soul star. I call the angels of light. I call my sisters of the serpent, the golden serpent. I call the highest good energies in this dimension that we are in.
Thank you. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kui. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density or higher service to other consciousness that serves highest good, please. May McKeesla and I blend at the deepest level that serves highest good.
Aho.
We call Amaji the hugging saint. Please come. We call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Sacred Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. We call Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, we call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. We call Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please merge your fields to create a beautiful space and give protection. Thank you. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies here at this property. We call Apu Shining Rock. Apu Asangate. Apu Guardian Angel. Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu Mount Pisgah. Apu Mount Mitchell. Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Bear, Owl, Hummingbird,
Hawk,
Eagle, Condor. We call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Deborah,
Caroline,
Moo, West, Zachary, Jeremy. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come.
Yeah.
I am that I am. We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am. Let there be a sacred container around this space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that the only beings and energies that enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. With the specific possible exception of the coronavirus, when we invite it, not before.
And so it is.
So it is. How's that container feel, darling?
It feels perfect.
All right. Okay. So now we're going to work our group here to come into coherence as much as possible before we invite in the coronavirus for communication. So let's begin with the Embodied Awakening Invocation Shortcut. Let me see you all. Just want to thank the folks who are here, by the way. Welcome Anjuli, Deborah, Karen, Catherine, Nikki, Peter, and the caller whose name I don't know because they're coming in by phone.
469. Oh,
whoever ends in 690, and Marina just popped in. Cool. Oh, I see Marina. So welcome. So now we're going to do the Embodied Awakening refresher to either get fully there as close as we can. So I think most of you are familiar with this, so I'm not going to give the full instruction set. Just we're going to say 8 words, relax in breath, and invite our higher selves to merge with our human selves. Just know that this is reversible if your ego doesn't care for it. So repeat after me now if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go. Rest in passive breath awareness. And simply feel the breath come and go. Be fully passive otherwise, except for holding that awareness. And your higher self is now merging with your physical self. Just relax. Let it come on in and merge with you. Wow, minds are already. So I'm sensing it's coming in really fast for the group. We'll leave just a moment longer for other people's embodied awakening to lock in. By the way, I'm perceiving your work, even if you're on the recording. Not quite sure how the magic works, but when we lead this, we feel what's happening with those listening to the recording as well as the live callers. So know that you're just as much a part of the mix if you're on the recording. Use the minimum effort needed to feel breath at all. Some people can go to zero effort and still have a tinge of breath awareness. That's enough. So use the least effort possible to feel breath. That's feeling really solid already. So, well done, guys. You did that really fast and well. Are you feeling good in your embodied awakening?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, good. Okay, so now we'll follow up with group blending. And the way this has always worked in the past is our light bodies blend. The human parts don't necessarily blend, so there's still privacy. No one's going to know your secrets or anything. So just our higher selves are going to blend, and we're going to merge at that level. So if you would like to be part of that group blending, which will, I believe, greatly facilitate this work, because we're going to work as a group intelligence and not just any one individual person. So if you're willing to do this, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Please merge my awareness.
Please merge my awareness.
With this group of light workers.
With this group of light workers.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just relax, rest in passive breath awareness or awareness of what's happening in the inner world, whichever is more prominent for you. And just let the divine allies bring us together. This typically operates as dual consciousness. There is still a part of you aware of your individual human self. Simultaneously, you're aware of the blended consciousness of the group. And both these awarenesses coexist quite comfortably at the same time. At least that's my experience. Some may just feel the blended self, some may just feel the human self. Just whatever your experience is, just let it be that. But allow the divine to place you into the blended field as much as serves highest good. Okay, we're coming together nicely. I invite maximum passivity of your human self, just resting in that point of awareness. In fact, I'm being guided, once the awareness of the group comes strong, make this the blended group field your point of awareness. Let the breath awareness go once you're over halfway into the field in your awareness. Because that's where the action is going to be tonight. Your human self will be fine. You're sitting now in protected space. Okay, I'm feeling a lot of effort that's actually counterproductive, so Please now relax back to zero effort for just a moment, please, everybody. Just relax into nothing. Now, just gently notice the blended field that is already there. And use the absolute minimum effort needed to merge into that field. For some of you, it will mean no effort at all. It's just there. If it's not there for you at zero effort, then just the barest amount of effort needed to merge into that blended field that we have created. Make it easy. That feels a lot better. We're going to do one more invocation to just really tighten this up in a good way. So repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Please make this blended field.
Please make this blended field.
The most effective instrument.
The most effective instrument.
For communicating with the coronavirus.
For communicating with the coronavirus.
In the way that serves highest good.
In the way that serves highest good.
So that no harm comes to anyone.
So that no harm comes to anyone.
But the greatest wisdom is received.
But the greatest wisdom is received.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so that prayer is shifting the field. Just relax as the field reconfigures according to what we just asked for. Wow, I can actually feel a coronavirus wanting to talk with us. So it's well aware of our intention here. So we're gonna go. So let me explain before we call in the coronavirus that this is a group participation project. I'm going to double check to make sure that everyone has the ability to unmute themselves. You do. So the way this is going to work is we're going to connect with the coronavirus. Now, Makisla and I always have a live mic, so we will share our experiences as we have them and are called to voice them. We also want anyone else on this call live to feel free to unmute themselves at any time and share your perceptions or your insights. Your insights are every bit as valuable as mine and Makisla's. So this is truly a group endeavor. So feel free to contribute whatever you're experiencing, whatever insights are coming, once we're into the communication phase. I guess you could type in the chat window if you just aren't willing to talk. But really, verbal would be best if you're willing. So please speak if you're at all willing to do that, once you're called to do so. Okay, let me check the field, make sure the container is still here, make sure we're in safe space. Allies, we once again request that during this process we are in protected safe space, that harm comes to no one during this process. We are doing this for the purpose of understanding the coronavirus, to understand our role as light workers in relation to it. We come to gain wisdom. And thank you for keeping us safe and for assisting in our endeavor. Thank you. Okay, that feels really good. We now call on the consciousness of the coronavirus, COVID-19. We desire communication with you. We wish to understand why you're here, why you are doing what you're doing. We come not as enemies or adversaries, but as petitioners of understanding. We truly wish to understand you and what you're doing and why. Coronavirus, COVID-19, we ask now to please bring your consciousness here to us. Please join with us in telepathic communication. Please help us know and understand you. Please come now. Wow, it's here. So you can tell the vibrational shift. Okay, so COVID-19, we ask you, please help us understand, why are you here? What is your purpose? What is your teaching for humanity? Please speak to us as a group consciousness, speak to us individually, in whatever way it works for us to gain this information. We humbly request this learning from you. Please communicate to us now if you are willing. Thank you. So I'm getting a message already. I'll speak first. It's the same message that came through yesterday on our call. We weren't even calling it in, but it showed up anyway. It seems eager to communicate. It says, I am here to disrupt your status quo. Your status quo is toxic. Humanity cannot continue in its current arc. I am here to disrupt, to provide the opportunity for a reset, a reconsideration, a reevaluation of your ways. And that's all I'm getting right now. I invite anyone else who's receiving information from the coronavirus to unmute themselves and speak, or if unwilling to do that, then at least type in the chat window. Again, unmute yourself just by clicking on the microphone icon. That's somewhere on your screen on a large computer. It's in the lower left corner. Please feel free to unmute and speak and share whatever you're receiving from the coronavirus.
What I'm getting is that the coronavirus is serving humanity, and is changing the densities of this frequency, the density of the frequency of 3D, shaking things up. Yeah, I'm hearing that too, changing the status quo.
Thank you. So, oh my gosh, I made a technical error. I have my computer muted and I see that someone is speaking and we're unable to hear them. My bad. Hang on a second. Okay. So just be aware, anyone who was speaking, we were unable to hear you. So please start again. Whoever was speaking, please begin again, please.
Might have been me. This is Anjali. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Thank you, Anjali. Please continue.
Sure. So coronavirus, when it first came in, I could feel it really squeezing in like that little space at the base of the spine where it connects with the brain there, and it just keeps ringing the word wholeness over and over again, and went on to say that there is a gap in the human spirit that needs to be repaired and filled, and as it says that, I can feel my entire body filling with this strong energy, and it just keeps saying wholeness. It's a return to wholeness.
Thank you. Okay, I hear another person. It's the phone caller.
Relatedly, I was getting the word leaking, and I didn't know what that meant, but I think Angelique's comment kind of builds into that.
The word weaken, like W-E-A-K-E-N?
No, leaking, like leaking. We're leaking. And something about this is going to stop the leak of our energy, our good energy, and so I think it fills in with the wholeness that we are all leaking, and this is here somehow to stop that leaking.
Thank you.
Benjamin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
This is Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
And I got the same similar messages. In my case, there is the coronavirus, which isn't actually doing a lot of the speaking, but the parent or the creator or the caretaker, guardian of the coronavirus was the one that I spoke to, and just for my safety, I decided to let my guide speak instead of myself with this entity.
Okay.
And basically, there were negotiations, you know, before there was agreement on this planet that this entity would bring the coronavirus. And it is doing something for that group as much as it is for humanity. And when I asked my guides to please ask if there could be a renegotiation, I got a yes. And I am not aware of what these are. I just know that they're going on. And I made my intention that this virus do the best that it can, and that we get all the help that we can as quickly as we can, and it just suddenly drop off and disappear with no new cases, and both sides be happy with the renegotiation. And that's all I've got.
Thank you. Did you get any sense of what the coronavirus is trying to accomplish, what its motive is or goal?
This group that brought the coronavirus in, they're accomplishing things for us, very similar to what others have spoken, that this is going to bring an upgrade for humanity and Mother Earth herself, and it's going to do a great deal for them also. It gives them a great deal of legitimacy because they come from a quite different realm or dimension. And
Thank you. Okay. Would love to hear from...
Here we go. I asked again when I just heard it that I got an incredible chill, and it wants the earth to be well, is what I got this time.
Thank you. Anyone who hasn't spoken yet, any additional insights that you got or are getting? Okay. So I'm being guided to do a procedure, which is a standard procedure for channelers, actually. This isn't exactly a channeling, but it's similar. What I'm getting from the tenor of all the channelings, including mine, is that coronavirus is a benevolent force here for our highest good. As such, it is a being of light. And I now would like us collectively to do a standard testing procedure when calling in beings. Perhaps we should have done this earlier, but I wasn't got it until this moment. So we're going to call upon whatever divinity is most potent for you, whichever is the most potent bringer of white light or the most intense, powerful divine energy you have access to. And then when I say we're going to blast the coronavirus with this light all at the same time, every one of us sending forth whatever aspect of the divine we would test an incoming energy with. So this is both going to, you know, we are joined collectively, but there's going to be individual work within this as well. This can all happen at the same time. So I invite you now to think of the divine force that is the most potent, the most powerful, the highest vibration, and call that to you now. And then on the count of three, send this energy to the coronavirus and just that is visiting us and just blast it with it. So on the count of three, one, two, three, send that light now to the coronavirus that's visiting us. And let's watch what happens. So I know what I'm seeing, but I'd rather hear other people speak first. Anyone care to share their perception of how the coronavirus entity we're communicating with is responding to being blasted with all this high vibration light energy? Just unmute yourselves and speak with whatever you're perceiving, please. Or McKinley.
It's like particles of light that are flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone perceiving the response of the coronavirus consciousness to this light?
What I'm seeing is the mushroom cloud, similar to a nuclear bomb that detonates.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing that cloud of energy being received by the virus.
Okay.
And it devoured by it. And meshed with it.
Okay, thank you. Anything further on that? Okay. Any other perceptions of what's happening here as we continue to blast the coronavirus with this highest vibration light?
I had a really physical reaction, mm-hmm. As I usually do when energy comes through me, and it just started shaking off blocks all throughout the body and in the inner spirit. And then this joy started to flood in.
Okay.
And it feels like it was just showing whatever the lessons, how it's going to feel in the end result.
Hmm.
I feel that joy.
Yeah. So, any other comments before I share my own perception?
I got that it was a very, it showed up as a very unattractive child, a two-year-old that was sort of trouble-like, and now it's transforming into something else, and the entities that brought it here or created it are sitting back and just either neutral or very pleased that it's being transmuted.
Mm, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, so what I saw and perceived, and for me, seeing and feeling are kind of interlinked in the inner world, it was delighted to receive that. And it just totally kind of soaked it up like it was just soaking up a yummy energy. It did not run away. It wasn't disturbed by it. And what we just did is a standard testing, like if you're just hanging out and some entity shows up you don't know, and even if it's one you do know, it is good standard protocol to call in the highest vibration energy you have, whether it's the white light or the Christ or whatever, and just blast it or ask that consciousness that you're working with to blast it for you and observe what happens, because dark beings can disguise themselves and look like beings of light, but they can't change their vibration. And if you really blast a being with high vibration light, if it's dark, it will scream and run away. It will clearly be feeling injured by the light. A being of high vibration will soak it up and be happy because it matches their vibration. And my sense was COVID-19 just absorbed it and says, yeah, this is my vibe. And from most of the comments I'm hearing, I'm sensing a sense of harmonious connection with the energy we're sending, not being scalded or running away. So that confirms the sense we were getting earlier of this being disruptive, but ultimately benevolent. It's, I had an experience earlier this year where I got slapped up hard because I was unknowingly taking a wrong course and I got a big energetic slap to redirect me. And my sense is that's just what coronavirus is doing for us earthlings. You know, we're so off course. We're so set on self-destruction and planetary, destruction, that it's going to take something really big to shake us out of that. Also, since I also want to share that in a plant spirit ceremony I did about a week ago, I got a super clear indication that the Earth can wait no longer for her upgrade. She needs to shift now. She can't wait for the human laggards any longer. And then I was shifted myself to more match that new earthly vibration. So my feeling is the coronavirus is here to help us shift and upgrade by radically disrupting our comfort status quo, by forcing us into an unfamiliar situation from which change is more easily possible than if we're just back in our own comfortable groove. So my sense is that its intention is ultimately benevolent. So that's my own perception. However, I'm not the authority on this. Everyone here is equally valid to speak on this. So any other people who are on the call, feel free to unmute yourself, speak, share your own impressions, what you're getting around relating to what I've said, or any other impressions you're picking up about the coronavirus's intentions and anything else you're getting. So please speak now if you wish.
I'm getting a lot of healing sensation, and I wonder if we're going to move into a place where we can help through this virus, actually, to heal people who are currently afflicted.
Okay, thank you. Any other thoughts or impressions that are being received?
I just keep hearing this tone. Ooh. And it's the frequency that is shrouded within it that I'm feeling to just continue holding.
Thank you.
In keeping with that, it feels like we can welcome in the gifts and the upgrades now so that we can go on as way showers and path leaders as there's gifts trying to come through.
Thank you.
I heard Makiva's tone be echoed by Mother Earth herself in just an octave lower. So it's happening at the same time, and so I really think that's important for some reason.
Okay, thank you.
And that actually confirms that what I was going to say earlier is that this is all orchestrated and perfectly balanced between Mother Earth and the powers that be. I don't mean it like that. No, I'm not the powers that be. The coronavirus. They are all working in tandem. It's all working in tandem.
What I'm getting is just as in Hinduism, Shiva the destroyer must occasionally come in and wreak a lot of havoc and destruction of the things that no longer need to be here, that don't serve highest good. So coronavirus is coming in, and part of its aspect is as destroyer. Obviously, some lives are being lost, human lives. There are some structures being disrupted, again, as I think we're all getting, for highest good. So I'm now getting, there's a fair amount of static from someone, so I'm going to mute those who are not muting themselves. Yeah, it was that phone call. Okay, so that's quieter. So let's reconnect. We've had a lot of good sharing here, but I'm being guided now. I want to reconnect with the coronavirus consciousness. I do still feel it here in the field. And now that we are more comfortable with its vibration, we now invite the coronavirus consciousness to merge with us in the field. In other words, we now invite the consciousness of the coronavirus to be as merged into the field as the rest of us are. And I'm feeling its essence now fully integrated into the field. And the field still feels good. So let's just take a moment and merge as a unified field again, as a unified consciousness, now with the coronavirus included, the consciousness of it only. As I said earlier, this is not designed to make us catch it physically. We're just working with it at this higher level of awareness and consciousness. and just rest in the field. I invite you to rest your mental part and just tune into your energetic self. If thoughts and impressions come in, that's fine. Note them. But just get into the energetics, just the feeling part. Just relax and merge into the unified field with no intention other than just beingness for a moment. Again, I invite you to use the least possible effort to do this. I once again invite you to zero effort for just a moment. Just exist. If you remain merged with the field at zero effort, stay at zero. If you're not, then use the bare minimum effort needed to re-engage with the blended field. Make it as easy as possible. Yeah, that feels really sweet. That's a lovely energy. Good. So I've gotten the message. I want to hold back, though, and not lead. So anyone who now is receiving any additional insights or information, please feel free to unmute and speak at will. Don't everybody rush in at once.
A few seconds ago, a beautiful rainstorm started, and it feels very cleansing, and I can see the coronavirus above the rain, actually sending out benevolent changes.
Mm.
In wherever it's infected someone.
Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you. Anyone else?
Are you in a part of the country that's still full of daylight?
It's past dusk.
Okay. I'm just sensing rainbows, so I wondered if you looked outside, you may see a rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it would be too dark for rainbows right now, but I've just got white, beautiful clouds above all this rainstorm because it's quite dark. The storm is dark, and so, but it's not a violent storm. It's a gentle, medium rain, and the clouds are very white and beautiful and blue skies. And the coronavirus is actually white, and it's fleshing out, and the part of the flesh that it has already is a beautiful red heart.
Hmm.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. Thank you. Any other insights being picked up by anybody?
I just keep getting this subtle little flow through where it's like kind of looking for any places that have this unhealed resistance, little parts of ourselves that we haven't healed, as I keep getting flashes from past things, and it just kind of sits there, and then it drops out, I get a shake, and a little pain, and it's gone, and so it's just taking an active role in finding little pockets of trauma or pain. And I get that sense that it's going to run through the collective in that way. Somebody just mentioned how it's going to hit certain families and maybe ripple through that. And I think it's just going to find the heart of anybody that it touches and help heal a lot of that community.
Hmm. Thank you. Yeah, what I'm getting is, let me tune back into what I was receiving. Yeah, it's, I'm getting a very strong signal. It's here to help upgrade human consciousness. It's very much acting to promote the great awakening on the planet right now. Again, as I said earlier, by disrupting the status quo, I find it interesting that many of the things that humans use to distract themselves, like the sporting events and the bars and the restaurants, those are all being shut down. So, I mean, what else could have accomplished this? Where the distractions are being systematically removed so that people have more space to turn within, to connect with their own divinity, to connect with the natural world a little more easily.
Unless they're still distracted by the internet.
Yeah, they could always just binge out on media, but
there is definitely an invitation here being asked of the love and light energies to connect. For we are the rainbow. We are the rainbow at the end of the storm.
Okay, I'm going to mute Marina because it sounds like her dog is barking. All right, this has been really so interesting. What I'm being guided to do now is have us all send highest good energy to the coronavirus. And just for perspective, this is a practice I do both with, you know, people I deeply love and people I'm deeply challenged by. So sending highest good energy can only serve highest good of all. So whatever you may think of the coronavirus, this is, I believe, always a good thing to do. So if you're willing, then repeat after me, Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Please flow the energy through us.
Please flow the energy through us.
To serve the coronavirus's highest good.
To serve the coronavirus's highest good.
And the highest good.
And the highest good.
Of all those affected by the coronavirus.
Of all those affected by the coronavirus.
This or something better.
This or something better.
So be it. So now, highest good be served. I invite you all now to relax and just come to passive breath awareness. This technique involves the divine flowing through you. You, the human, are the conduit. The energy flows by itself. So this works best for me, at least, with no deliberate sending or visualizing, just a relaxing into breath. And if you're sensitive, you'll feel the energy coming through the human body and the crown out the front and going to the coronavirus and all those affected by it. And just let your higher self manage all this. Of course, if you're conscious as your higher self and you're doing it all, that's fine. But the human part of you, just let it chill and let it all run itself. And this has set up a very unique vibration in the field. Let's just relax, and I believe we'll all feel it when it's complete. Let's just let this energy flow as long as it wishes to. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I'm feeling our whole group vibration rising very noticeably into sweeter and more ecstatic space as we flow this energy. As always, anytime you flow for the highest good of another being, your own highest good is served.
I'm feeling it starting to taper off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does feel complete, doesn't it? So please note the state we're in now collectively. To me, it just got a lot more blissful, a lot higher vibration, a lot sweeter. Mm-hmm. Just take a moment and just feel what we are right now. Don't put words on it, just have the somatic experience. In my awareness, at least, I'm feeling this both just as a pure energetic being, I'm also feeling it in my physical body. Again, that whole dual awareness thing is happening. Well done. On behalf of the group, I'm now going to request allies, please now cleanse us if any heavy energy has been accumulated because of this process. Cleanse it now. Cleanse the collective field. Cleanse the individuals who have been part of the field. Let any heavy energy that does not serve highest good now be cleansed or transmuted to light, so that we emerge from this process more clean, more clear, more bright, more awake than when we started. Thank you. Now you all just relax, rest in breath, and let the energy move. That didn't take long. Yeah, I just felt it come to stasis. Looks like Makisla is still doing a little work, though. We'll wait till she feels
so
complete.
So what I'm doing, I'm being called to ground. I'm my purpose of this world is to ground. And be the conduit, a bridge between heaven and earth. Or what we say is heaven, but really it's the soul light energy. And beyond 12th, 13th, 14th chakra is way up there. And to bring that energy down through the spine, down into Pachamama, to serve as she is doing her thing right now. So I'm just allowing that to happen.
Yeah, it's shifting the field really beautifully, darling. Thanks for what you're doing. Let's all just relax and receive the benefit of what's coming through Makisla right now. Are you complete?
Yes, complete.
All right. Okay. So, I now open the call to anyone else who is being called to do any sort of energetic process as we move toward closure. If anyone is inspired to to lead any short process that feels like it would help us, please feel free to jump in and do that now.
I'm called less to a process more than trying to seek guidance. And
okay.
What I mean through this is for about 3 years, I've had recurring premonitions that something like this was coming, and it always looked the same. It was a ripple. I thought it was coming through this area, and I couldn't quite reach my family members who live in different cities. And, mm-hmm. you know, I had all kinds of thoughts. It kept coming in dreams. It kept coming in meditations. But it always finished the same with a high vibration and everything. And then when this broke open last week, that energy signature really sunk in. And I thought, there's been this little tapping into my system telling me this is coming. What is my role in how I'm moving forward? How can I be a gift? And I've done little things. I've volunteered to do grocery shopping for folks that have vulnerable immune systems, etc. But it feels like getting guidance on what should we be doing? How do we best serve this process? And I don't know if that resonates with anybody else or finding how we take a role in this.
So I have my own immediate response, but I want to wait and see if anyone else has a response for Anjali. Okay, so I'll jump in. what I'm getting in response to that, Anjali, is there is no one right answer for everybody. Each of us has our own unique role in this process. And the best advice I can give you is to keep tuning into your own inner guidance and see what in that moment is yours to do. Each of us has different abilities and gifts and superpowers and limitations, and each of us will be doing this service in our own way. And what I'm getting aligns with my overall belief, which is when you're a light worker, you show up and you just see what the divine would have you do, and you do it. And you may not know one moment before the assignment pops down what that is. And of course, you have free will and can accept or reject assignments, but I find it's always good to follow them because I really believe in the wisdom of my own higher self and what it sends down for me. So all I can say is your own higher self knows in each moment what your optimal service is in the context of all this. And I would just invite you to keep checking in and asking and receiving that insight the best you can. And for anyone who is having a challenge receiving that inner guidance directly, of course, there are many awesome psychics and channelers and, you know, mediums and people who can assist you in aligning with that guidance if you're blocked yourself. But I suspect most of the people on this call have their own pipeline nicely open for that. Did you have something you want to throw there?
Yeah, what I just keep feeling is to just bloom. Grow where you're planted and bloom. This is the time of spring now. It's amazing the amount of energy that Pachamama is exerting in order to have springtime here in this hemisphere, in this part of her, in this corner, her world. And so what I'm just hearing for us is to bloom and just having the openness and the desire to serve is all it takes. That's the open avenue. And yeah, and just as you said, baby, just that could change day to day, or even moment by moment. But we are in a very auspicious time where we are not as easily distracted by our former lives, where we can now really tune in a very full body ways and full spirit ways, unlike before. Take advantage of that time. Mm-hmm.
And I'll add just standard advice I would give to any serious light worker, which is, you know, continue your practices to keep you aligned with your own divinity and awakening more deeply and expanding your service capacity. Do not neglect the work on yourself, because, you know, you have to be as finely tuned an instrument as you can be to give optimal service. So just keep doing the things that keep you in the light, keep you strong, keep you awake, keep you in maximal service tone. And just like an athlete will do hours of training a day, you know, and then occasionally play the games. You know, just be in really good competitive shape, so to speak, so you can be the best light worker you can be. The word competitive is wrong, but I think you get the sense of what I'm shooting for here. So thank you. That was a beautiful ask, and hopefully that answer was helpful. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. So any other, again, as we move toward closure, mm-hmm. any other last words, any last insights, anything you're called to do to help bring our process toward its conclusion, the floor is open.
I'm sorry, the last caller, roses are being called to your field. Do you like to enjoy the smell of roses? If so, then they are available for you. The gift of a rose is...
Because you rose to the occasion.
there's a lot behind that. Whatever it means for you, however.
So last call for any further contributions before we wrap it up. All right. And let me just share... I was very clearly guided to do this as a group process. I was not in the least called to do this connection with the coronavirus on my own. My sense is what we're moving into is more of a collective work, more than individual works. So just to remind you, everyone who was on this call live or on the recording contributed the energy that made it possible. Mikisla and I were the facilitators, but as you saw, I think we're going to be doing more processes in Awakening Plus that are co-created as this one was. And also, if any of you all have ideas about processes you would like to do within Awakening Plus, whether standard or bonus processes, please email me in reply to any of the Awakening Plus emails and let me know. Because our understanding of, again, this is from Law of One teachings, all free online at lawofone.info. Mikisla and I both study the material with the group. And it really rings true for us. And what we're moving into now is fourth density. We're in third now. And the nature of fourth density, you have an individual consciousness. You're also blended with the group consciousness. And it's beyond what we're doing here. Here we're doing an energetic blend, but not so much a mental blend. At least I'm not aware of a mental blend. But in true fourth density, your thoughts and emotions are completely open and transparent. Everybody can see everyone's thoughts and emotions. There's no privacy. And that's deliberate. And the idea is to be able to be aware of what anyone is thinking or feeling and approach that with complete unconditional love and compassion. The fourth density is the mastery of love. And apparently when a planetary collective gets really well along at this, every being on that planet is a cell in the planetary brain. And they are simultaneously individually self-aware and simultaneously conscious as the entire planetary field.
Beautiful.
And that's, I can't even begin to conceive what that would be like. What we're doing on the energetic blend is just like a first baby step toward that, I think.
Yeah.
But at least we're taking a step. So that's my understanding. And in the spirit of bringing as much of fourth density to our current reality as we can, that's why I'm wanting to be more cooperative and communal have these calls be more co-created and not just me running the show the whole time. So that's my intention moving forward. So please, if you have any ideas for calls that you want to do, you know, as you've noticed in these last few weeks, I'm being really proactive about scheduling lots of extra bonus calls. You know, we can do way more than three a month if we're so called. I think it's time to really jump in and have the Awakening Plus program be a part of this awakening that's happening globally as much as we're called to do. So I'm super excited that it's moving in this unanticipated and really exciting direction. So anyhow, so I just wanted to close with that. And now we can, we're about to wrap up. Any last stuff you're called to do before we close, my darling?
Just gratitude to everyone on the call. Gratitude. Thank you for helping us co-create. And everyone on the recording. Thank you.
So last and final call for any last contribution from anyone on the live call. Alrighty. So take one last moment, just if this field is still very vibrant. Just notice it. I'm feeling it even more in my heart chakra now. Feels really good. So it's become a little more grounded. There's still a lot of celestial energy, but it's like, oh, I see what's happening. So give it a moment. What's happening is all this celestial energy is now coming into our bodies. So give just a moment to let it all, it's all soaking in and it's already happening. You don't have to call it in. So just give a moment for all this sweet high vibration energy to saturate your physical body, every cell. And I just feel every cell in my body just vibrating in a whole new way. It really is cool. Okay, it feels like it all just locked in. Good. So, Charusila, was there something you wanted to add?
No, I don't have to say that.
Okay.
No, I was just joining.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for being here. We're actually just wrapping up, so I'm going to mute you down. Okay, so let's close. You want to sing the directions with me, darling?
Sure.
Okay. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kwi out?
Yeah.
Okay. Allies, so grateful. Thank you for your beautiful support. The consciousness of the coronavirus, thank you for joining us and making clear to us your benevolent intentions. Thank you for shaking things up and giving humanity a chance to reconsider its direction. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We ask that you remain with all those who've been hearing the sound of our voices for as long as it serves their highest good. Makisla and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. As I close, I ask of you, allies, my five standard requests to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Maximum awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, and maximum adherence to the path of service to other. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to say and to whom? Thank you. After the count of three, we're going to clap to seal the work. Join us if you wish. 3, 2, 1. That's it. So thank you all so much again, everyone who joined us on such short notice. So grateful to you, and thanks for the recording listeners. Again, this is Awakening Plus. Thanks for being here, and many blessings to you all. Goodbye for now.